in newspapers. Now, I don't do newspapers a lot. My friend Robin does them quite a bit. She has flyers going to local newspapers. You can reach a large amount of people in a short amount of time. Thing is they don't always, I mean, how many people take the insides of a newspaper and throw it away before you even look at it? Yeah, I do. So you don't know who's actually going to read it. So you don't know what you're going to be paying for. So there's not a high readership in there. What you should do, though, if you do contract with a newspaper, is make sure you have writing on both sides. Because if that thing falls down out of the newspaper and it falls upside down, there's no writing on it. They could just pick it up and throw it away. All right. And you know what you can do? You can advertise your houses for sale on one side and that you buy houses on the other side. That's a good thing to do. Your costs are going to be about $250 to $500 per $5,000. More, it's going to cost you more if you're in a smaller distribution. If you're not sending out as many, it's going to cost you less if you send out in bulk. Depends on the paper. You know, your regional paper is going to cost you more than your local paper. Your penny savers are usually the least cost, the thrifty nickel. Anybody try flyers in newspapers in this area? See, you got no competition. Demetrius has in Rochester, New York. How'd it work out?
I had a flyer printed for about 3,000 flyers distributed in newspaper. Woman called in 3 months. They keep them, and they call them when
she
they
called you 3 months later?
She called me 3 months later.
You get a deal? Flyer.
Yes.
All right, how much? How much you make off that deal?
10.
10,000?
Yes.
How much did it cost you to put the flyers in?
What's 375.
375 bucks?
Yep.
Was it worth it?
Absolutely.
Worked. Are you still doing it?
Not recently.
Because you made too much?
I will do that.
See, that's another thing, folks. You do something, it works, and you know what happens? You get so busy in life that you stop doing what works. And that might sound strange, but and I wasn't making fun of you. It's just something that happens to everybody. You stop doing what works. I had lunch in my real estate brokerage company. We do a lot of direct mail stuff that I learned from Craig Proctor, who was a direct mail guy. Do you know him? I saw you. Oh, anybody in here in the realtor, you know Craig Proctor? We used all his stuff. I built my business off of his stuff. Well, he actually goes to the same direct marketing guy that I go to, and we were at a conference together. So I had lunch with him. I said, hey, Craig, I just want to thank you. Craig, I just want to thank you because it was your stuff that built my business, my real estate brokerage business. He says, yeah. He says, you know, I have two problems with people. He says, number one, he says, people always try to change my stuff, trying to make it work, you know, or change it before they do it. Because they think they can make it work better before they even make it work, which usually screws it up. He said, the second thing is people stop using it. You know, they get successful and stop using it. And I thought to myself, geez, I haven't been using this stuff lately myself. So I called my manager and I said, hey, go into the closet, get all the Craig Proctor stuff. Start using it again. And of course, sales started going up right away afterwards. We got this particular deal off of a flyer. This is on Perry Street, three family. We bought it for $242,000. The owner didn't live here. The owner lived in one of the neighborhoods that we sent the flyers to. The repairs were about $21,000. $21,000 in repairs. This is a three family property. It had one central heating system, which we didn't like. I don't like paying for other people's heat because you know what happens when you go by in the wintertime, right? Windows are up, Calypso music is on, everybody's having a party in there, and you're paying for the heat. You know, everybody's in their bathing suit. So we put heat in. The easiest way to put heat in these buildings is to take the heating system that's in the basement, make that the system for the first floor, go into the attic, get a forced hardy system and pump it down from the attic, and then on the second floor, find a closet that has an exterior wall, and then do a power vent system right out the side. And then you can separate them. That's what we did. The other thing you do, that's the building permit right there, the other thing that we did is we changed the windows because people that are renting know they're usually renters for life, and they know how much it costs to heat different units. And if yours costs more than the average, they'll move out of yours. They'll go into one where it's normal or below normal. So keep that in mind. So with that $21,000 in repairs, that building now, we took a cash flow of $822, which was pretty good for a three-family. I like to see my cash flows for three families at about $800, and brought the net cash flow up to $1,444, and the building is now worth about $320,000. So we got about $80,000 in equity. Just from that flyer going out, and this was a guy that just wanted out of his building. And it had a value play, needed some rehab. And how long did you send out your flyers in the newspaper? Before that woman called you?
For 1 week. Went for just for 1 week. It was a trial.
You did it for 1 week, but she called you 3 months later?
3 months later.
Yeah, 3 months later. So, you know, these people are holding them. They'll hold those flyers.